Yeah, how do I sound, Mr. Wayne? The level's correct. I'm just trying to keep it kosher. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, yo, check this out. Drive around town, top down, black Benz. Of course, I'm blasting my HD radio. Monday through Friday, 8 to 11. My dial's locked on that hot talk station. Tim Conway Jr., his show's so great. OG Valley Stud repping 818. Been hearing forever how his dad's so good, but you won't find a dude who's less Hollywood. At 97.1, I'm his biggest fan, but he still needs a partner. Yeah, I said it, man. Hey, Jerry, cue up that big red mic. Make it hot. Let the stud start the show.
All right. Very good. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM and sitting in with us, hopefully, every Wednesday from now until I die.
Stop. That would be like a gig.
Arsenio Hall. Look at this,
look
man.
At you,
nice
man.
To see you, dude.
Look at you.
Look at you.
Who are you wearing? You're repping 818. I hear you repping 818.
Look at you.
Yes.
By the way, the look at you is so great because whenever anyone starts bragging about themselves, you hit them with one of those and it really brings them down.
Look at you with yeah, house with the circular driveway in the front. Yeah. Look at you.
Yeah, it's like, hey, I just sold a script for $300,000. Look at you. Look at you. All right. Well, we have a guest with us, both myself and Arsenio Hall, throughout our college years. Mine was a year and yours was years.
I went to Kent State and Ohio University.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, look at you.
The
man.
Mac and Letterman went to Ball State.
I know Letterman went to Ball State. But yeah. I know you went to Kent. Where else did you go?
I started at Ohio University, Bobcats, down in Athens, where you could actually see cross burnings if you go out on
really?
A Friday. Yeah.
Oh, that must have been interesting
Southern
for you.
Southern Ohio.
Huh?
Oh, yeah. For me, yeah, because, you know, I thought that everybody was like my dad, who was a Baptist preacher in the ghetto in Cleveland. I thought everybody was like dad. You know, I didn't know nothing about the cross burnings, you know. And the
they
bottom
woke you
line.
Up, huh?
Ooh, ooh, yeah. And who was our idol? Paul Newman went to Ohio University.
Is that right?
So everybody could get a poster at the bookstore of Paul Newman.
Fantastic.
Then I went to Kent State. Did the last 2 years at Kent State, actually graduated.
We didn't screw around with anything other than Rolling Rock.
The Rock, man, I'm telling you. It's bizarre that I had a preference, that I cared. Because now if I go to a club and somebody says, well, what kind of beer? I look at them like they're out of there. Just bring me some narcotics, man. But when I was in college, especially as a freshman at Ohio University, if it wasn't a Rock, I couldn't go with you.
Yeah.
You got to bring me to Rock.
Yeah, and then we'd do this too. We'd drink Rolling Rock all night and then have a 12-hour debate on what the 33 on the label meant.
Oh.
Yeah, and it was a real big turn on to the chicks, too. Which six drunk guys talking about what 33 means on a bottle. They're like, all right, we'll see you cats later.
I never got that deep into it.
Oh, yeah, we got crazy into it.
You know what, Tim, though?
Yeah.
That I'd like to just, I don't know if I've ever done this, I'd like to just thank the Caucasian community. For bringing me to the Rock. Because, you know, brothers ain't
You're
big
welcome.
On beer. The brothers, you know, I'm from Cleveland. You know, brothers drink Boone's Farm, MD 2020. It was white men when you get to college that turned you on to the Rock.
Fantastic. And good
show. Hey, we're going to get a cut. A keg. We're going to get a keg. That's what, right. We're going to get a keg, buddy. And I'm like, okay, whatever. I'll hang.
Yeah, no, Rolling Rock is the best. And we're talking about because we have Ron Stablehorn with us. Ron, nice to see you.
Konnichiwa.
And this guy has been doing for the last, how many years? For the last 5 years, 6 years?
Quite a while. With Rolling Rock the past couple years now.
Yeah, all those commercials you see, and I go way back with the Rolling Rock commercials. I go back to the gorilla with the beer, and also the what was it? The G-string,
or the man-thon.
The man-thon.
Yes,
and that's a great commercial too. It was a guy applies for a job, and he gets the job, and the guy at the end of the interview says, "There's only two things I need to warn you about. One is this is a European company, so everyone's going to wear thongs, and all the men in the office wear thongs." And he says, "And the second thing, that refrigerator is constantly stocked with Rolling Rock." And the guy takes his pants off and signs on the dotted line, man. He goes, I'm in.
and it's quite common in Europe to wear thongs. That's how I got my inspiration to do that.
The marketing people at Rolling Rock are going nuts that you remember that. Do you know that?
Oh, yeah.
They are so happy with you.
Listen, I remember all of these things because, you know, when I taste a Rolling Rock, I go back to the Midwest. You know, it's like when you there's a certain smell or there's a certain, like, vibe or you see something on TV that takes you back to a different time. And when I taste one of these, that's what it does.
I smell vomit immediately.
Well, I'm glad the Caucasian man has brought you to Rolling Rock. So a little whoop whoop there.
You know, when I said to him, when I met him, I said, I know your face from the internet. And right. He looked at me like Kim Kardashian. he looked at me like, the internet?
Right.
But I've seen the commercials.
You didn't see the other tape.
Oh. Well, yeah. You all talk. Let me go.
Some dirt. The commercial you guys did for Rolling Rock, which was when there was a baseball game where there's a comebacker hits the pitcher in the nuts.
Correct.
And then I believe the third baseman or the shortstop, second base, and it goes around the stadium and it keeps hitting guys in the balls, including the guy who's cleaning up the field, the guy in the stands.
Everybody, the horse, it's called foul ball. Everybody gets hit in the crotch. It's one big happy family, crotch family.
Did that ever make it onto the air?
We wanted to go viral with that.
Is that right?
We thought it was more cutting edge to put it on the internet and let the world see it. Because we can't reach people in the United States, but we can reach the world by putting it on the internet.
That's exactly right.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Now, I fell for the latest advertising scheme that you guys are running. My wife, about a month ago, mm-hmm. she says to me, she goes, "Hey, I heard that Rolling Rock is going to put a laser on the moon, and it's going to say Rolling Rock on the moon." And I think to myself, well, I guess with technology you can do that, right? And my wife wasn't drinking at the time. She was sober when she told me this. So I said, well, it's a possibility, I guess. And I didn't even look it up on the internet to see if it was fake or not. So, come the night that they're supposed to put Rolling Rock on the moon with a laser, I said to my wife, I go, well, let's go outside. We go outside and it's foggy in the valley. So I go, let's go to Thousand Oaks and look at it. And she said, all right. So we put our 2.5-year-old in the car, and I'm driving to Thousand Oaks, and my wife is looking out the window to, see the moon and see if, we can see. We finally get out there, and we spent like an hour sitting in the car with my, my daughter probably thinking we're just lunatics, and we never saw it. And we came home, depressed.
Because your daughter knew. I bet she knew.
Yeah, my daughter absolutely knew. With two lunatic parents in the corner looking for a laser on the moon. But that was interesting that you guys actually tried doing that, huh?
Absolutely.
What went wrong?
Well, I don't think anything actually went wrong. I think it was a successful attempt. I think we may have accidentally blown up parts of Florida. The Miami Dolphins still have a stadium, so they can continue a winning season.
Right.
I admire you because we're sick of them messing up our elections and our political process, so thanks for having me.
Well, unfortunately,
that.
We did not blow up the Chads.
No!
Yeah, that didn't happen. But we're going to attempt it two more times.
When's the next time?
April 20th.
April 20th. Let me write that.
April 20th is the next full moon.
20th.
Right. I will attempt with my scientist, my colleague, Dr. Larry Rudy.
All right. Now you guys are doing that out of where? Where is the actual laser located?
That is actually top secret. I unfortunately cannot tell you that. But
You can't tell us that, but you let us know that the doctor has two first names?
Absolutely.
You got your priorities mixed up, man.
I know. It's all backwards.
What's his name again? What's the doctor's name?
Dr. Larry Rudy.
Okay.
All right. How'd you guys come up with this idea with the old laser on the moon?
Well, we figure that people enjoy the moon,
right.
And they enjoy an ice cold Rolling Rock, and since it's unaffected by DVR technology, you can't fast forward through the night. It's bright. It's brighter than the typical beer neon sign. And we figured this could work. This could be a possibility. Sir Richard Branson was attempting it. Google was attempting it. We are the first ones to get there.
Right. Now, did you guys do a test run at all?
We did, and I almost burnt my retinas, but we have we have 3D glasses that we actually use at what we call these full moon parties that
right.
people can attend. Check your local listings on moonvertising.com, and you'll attend these parties, and you will receive 3D glasses. So when you look up at the moon, you do not burn your retinas.
All right.
Moonvertising.com.
Correct.
And there's also Rolling Rock.
There is a rollingrock.com.
All right. Rollingrock.com, but Moonvertising.
Moonvertising.com.
All right. Now, I've always had a debate with, friends of mine. Again, Ron Stablehorn is with us from Rolling Rock. Arsenio Hall is sitting in with us. What does the 33 on the bottle mean?
Oh,
we have had a million debates about this. and you know, from you know, weird you know, science to, it was just 33 words on the label, and they actually didn't mean to put the 33 there.
You've done your research. That's excellent. There's prohibition when prohibition was repealed.
1933.
It's the highest degree of Freemasonry. 33. It's the size of my IQ, about 33. Yeah, that's one.
And it's still on there, 33.
33, it is.
And I have a special connection to 33 because my father was born in 1933.
No kidding.
Yeah, so I thought that was sort of odd.
Did your father enjoy Rolling Rock beer?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, if you drive some to the valley, he'll open the door for you tonight.
So who actually thought it was real, you first or your father?
I don't think my dad even knew about it. Okay. You'd have to go to his house and tell him about it, because he doesn't really watch a lot of news anymore. He just sort of enjoys himself. But my wife and I both thought, they're really going to put this laser on the moon.
And you actually attempted to?
Yeah, we attempted to check it out.
There you go.
Like everybody.
Yeah.
But this must be really taking off for you guys.
Oh, it's great. Big success to Full Moon Party. The first one, unfortunately, like I said, we blew up parts of Florida, Eastern Island Heads. We will attempt this one more time, April 20th, and if that doesn't go well, then we'll attempt it again. And more people are coming out. So the good thing is that this is not affecting people's opinion of us at all. People are drinking more Rolling Rock. So yeah. Destruction equals drinking.
You know, I go back to Cleveland with Rolling Rock. My grandfather used to drink Rolling Rock. And when it wasn't available, he would drink Stroh's.
Oh, yeah.
And big difference between Stroh's and Rolling Rock.
Yeah, by the time I got to college, I was intelligent and old enough to understand that, and I made my permanent move.
Yeah, but you grew up with Stroh's, right? Stroh's doesn't exist anymore,
and,
right?
And Black Label, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Stroh's.
This is a competitive beer now?
No, I think Stroh's went out of business, and I wonder why.
That's
maybe
good.
Partially
good.
Because of the taste. But it wasn't sensational. But my grandfather worked for a company called Ugite. And it was before that, or after that, it became Fram's. And what they did is my grandfather's job was to fill up 500-gallon tanks of natural gas, right?
Oh, okay.
And, the ones you put next to mobile homes and stuff like that.
Like the propane.
Yeah, his job to fill up the propane tanks.
Wow.
Right?
Wow.
And so these guys did it in Cleveland for a long time, all through, World War II. And they all smoked while they were working.
Yeah.
It was the old days, where guys went for it. They didn't give a rat's ass. They enjoyed themselves.
Real men.
Yeah.
That's right.
Cigarette while you're filling up the propane tank. What could go wrong?
Right. I got it right here. The cigarette bouncing on you. I got it. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. I got it right here.
Yeah, the ashes dropping in the tank. But he used to come home every day at 5 o'clock, and he would have, a Rolling Rock. I remember that. And he would say to me, I was about 12 at the time, he'd say, hey, give me a Rolling Rock out of the fridge, young man. So I would bring him a Rolling Rock, and I'd sit it down next to him. And I would always bring a Dixie cup with me, right? Mm-hmm. I'd say, hey, Grab, hey, Papa, how about a hit here? Pour about two sips into a cup, mm-hmm. And that was the best, man. I waited for that time of day the entire day.
Those days are gone.
Yeah,
you should bring those days back.
I know, but those days are gone. You do that to a 12-year-old nowadays, and they'll put you in jail.
They got a number you call now.
Yeah.
But here's a challenge. Let's bring back smoking around propane tanks while drinking Rolling Rock. That's our new campaign.
It's a good idea. It
the
really
new
is.
New Rolling Rock.
Hey, you know what? A different time is a good time.
I remember, now, August Bush is a friend of mine.
Okay.
This beer now is associated with Budweiser, right?
Because
back in the day, didn't like Kmart make Rolling Rock? I don't know who made it back then.
Yes, we have an association with Anheuser-Busch, correct?
August. Good company to be in business with, huh?
It is great to be in business. It's elevated our business. They've helped us out. They've left us alone, let us do our own marketing ideas. But August the 3rd and the 4th is now running Anheuser-Busch.
Yeah,
good,
is that
good
right?
Man. Good man. Yes,
wow. I bet those
nice,
guys are
nice private planes.
Yeah, not struggling for dough there, huh?
No.
But I have another. Actually, it's funny that I have a billion Rolling Rock stories, but I get another one. We went to Bowling Green State University, and we were playing Michigan State that year. And Michigan State was coming to town, and that was always a big deal when Michigan State was coming to town. So it was very tough to get a beer in the stadium because first of all, in college, it's, you know, it's tough anyway, you know, because they check everybody's ID 5 and 6 times. The beer line is like 500 people long. So we wanted to sneak beer into the stadium to watch the game. So we got a wheelchair, and we took one of the guys from, you know, from the dorm room, who we went around and we said, who looks the most handicapped out of all of us? Who can we really pass as the biggest, you know, as the guy that we can most sell, that legitimately uses that wheelchair? And it was my roommate, a guy named Ray. Mm-hmm. We'd stuck Ray's fat guy, stuck him in the wheelchair. And underneath it, we put a pony keg under there. It's like 5.5 gallons of beer.
I learned that.
Yeah, we stuck that in there. And we rolled it through. And we got some old woman to help us out. And she was in her 50s or so and helped us push the guy in. And we got it up into the stands. And it was the greatest game on the planet, man. To have us sitting there, a pony keg in the stadium, filled with Rolling Rock, watching Michigan State play Bowling Green.
Mm. That's just a time and a place right there.
How do you beat that?
Oh, you can't.
All right. I know everybody, if you're from the Midwest, I'm sure that you have an appreciation for this Rolling Rock. It is it's sort of like a staple of the Midwest. When you go back to the Midwest, you know, you have Arby's out here, but back in the Midwest, you had Hardee's.
Right.
Or up in Canada, there was Hardee's. But, you know, there's some things in the Midwest that, you know, you just don't have out here. And this was one of them. You couldn't get this out of here when I was a kid.
If we're drinking Rolling Rock right now. If you bring in a White Castle, or maybe 6 of them.
Right.
The sliders.
I'm in heaven. Ooh. Rolling Rock and White Castle is like orgasm. Very similar. Very similar. But anyway, I'm not sure if the people outside want that, you know, as a campaign.
That could be a possible campaign. You know? You guys are brilliant.
Yeah, we had, you know, they sell those frozen.
Oh, yeah. Sliders. Like a dozen sliders.
Have you tried them?
No, man.
I'm shying away from the frozen mini hamburgers.
I like to see the onions. And
we had sliders tonight before we came here.
Yeah?
Oh,
really?
Delicious. Absolutely.
Yeah, sliders and beer are the best.
Oh.
All right, I'm sure everybody in the Midwest, you know, can relate to this. Rolling Rock, when you went to college or high school, or perhaps you worked back in the Midwest, you're a blue-collar worker, and you got your favorite Rolling Rock story, man.
See, all my stories, you have nice, wonderful, wholesome stories. Mine are the stories where you stand outside a liquor store, because, you know how it was back there. You had state stores.
Oh,
remember
state
stores?
Yeah. I think they were still there when I left.
Yeah. See, my state
liquor
are
store
trying to get adults to buy me Rolling Rock.
Right.
You know, when I was 15. Excuse me, sir. Bring us some Rolling. Come on, man. Bring us some Rolling Rock.
Right. All right. Here are the phone numbers. If you're from the Midwest, I'm sure you have a story or two about this Rolling Rock. 520-9710. That's our main number here. 520-9710. And 888-520-9710. Ron Stablehorn is with us. He's put together a lot of the advertising from Rolling Rock, and now the newest thing is Moonvertising, where they are going to be they're trying to be the first company to put a laser on the moon that says Rolling Rock. And nobody's ever done that before successfully, right?
There was one, without naming their name, there was one other beverage company that attempted to do it back in the 90s, I believe. But
right.
The FAA did come down on them for projecting possibly a laser beam. But we have taken all precautions with this. That won't happen.
All right. But are you guys doing it from the United States?
Undisclosed location.
Oh. Undisclosed location.
Yes. Oh. Yes.
All right. Well, it happens April 20th next time.
April 20th, the full moon, correct.
And then what about after that? When's the next one?
Well, hopefully that will be our last attempt, and we won't cause any more destruction. And like I said, if all goes well, we stop there. If we cause destruction, we have to do it again and on May 20th.
On May 20th.
Yes,
all right,
correct.
I'm gonna write that down.
There's somebody sitting out there listening with a Rolling Rock that's really confused right now.
Do you remember the movie The Deer Hunter? Remember
uh-huh.
The Deer Hunter?
Yes.
You know De Niro's character says Rolling Rock's the best beer out there? Remember that?
No, I don't remember that.
He says that line. He buys Rolling Rocks for all the characters in that movie, Meryl Streep, and he says it's the best beer out there.
Well, it absolutely is, man.
I agree with him.
Yeah,
it got me through
college.
You can
get it out here now. All right, here's the thong out. This is actually pretty funny. Randy Wang found this on the internet. Here we go. This is a guy interviewing for a job.
Before you accept the offer, Jim, there are two things you need to know about the office.
Okay.
First, you'll need to lose the pants.
What?
Well, this is a European company. We all wear thongs.
I did. No idea.
What's the second thing?
That fridge is always filled with ice-cold Rolling Rock.
You got yourself a new VP of sales.
Everyone,
come aboard. You got some big shoes to fill. Congratulations.
What do you wear on casual Fridays?
Don't ask.
That's pretty cool, man. I remember that commercial. Thanks for a fan.
If you listen really careful, I you know how I paid my rent in the early days with voiceovers and stuff? You listen real careful. I'm in the background there saying, but you got to listen real careful. That's me.
You didn't see me wearing the thong because there is a... there is me making a speech to a bunch of marketers where I actually show them my thong, man thong.
You know, and again, I don't mean to overstate this, but when you grew up in like Colorado and west of Colorado, you know, we grew up with Coors, right?
Yeah, that's...
But friends of mine that came from back east, they couldn't get that, so that, you know, they had to bring it with them. It was the same thing with Rolling Rock because we could get it in Ohio, but you couldn't buy it out here. So on a college break, we would ship a couple of cases, you know, from Bowling Green out here, and these guys went nuts for it. Yeah. But thank God it's now a national product.
Oh. See, and that was my first beer ever.
Is that right?
Yeah, first time I ever.
Was it tonight?
I sipped Stroh's once when I was little, but no, in college as a freshman, first beer, first time I ever got sloshed, first beer I ever had, first time I ever got turned onto a keg at a fraternity house, it was all about Rolling Rock. So I, you know, and like sex, I still love it. I got turned onto a lot of things in my freshman year.
All right, let's talk to Victor here in Sherman Oaks. You're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
Hey, Kimmy, what's up, man?
Hey, what's up, dude?
Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Pamonte Brothers. The pastrami sandwich, they got the french fries in the Pamonte bread. It's unbelievable. And nothing goes better with it than that, but they're a nice, sweet Rolling Rock. The Rolling Rock there is much sweeter than it is anywhere else in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Excellent. All right. Well, I think it was created back there. I think it was created in Pennsylvania, like Western Pennsylvania.
They put a little extra
Latrobe. Latrobe is the original birthplace of Rolling Rock beer.
And there they put a little extra drawn butter in it.
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
Let's talk to Carla in Huntington Beach. You're on 97.1.
Hi there.
Hey.
Got a story about the seasons in Minneapolis there.
All right.
Love to drink Rolling Rock. Just sitting in the hot tub, you just let it sit in the snow. You jump out of the snow, jump in the snow and jump back in the hot tub and drink your Rolling Rock.
Wow. Going for it in life.
We also didn't have a hot tub
when
I was coming up. But, so maybe the white folks can turn me on to that soon, too.
All right, Carla, thank you for going. Yeah, but that is a Midwestern thing, getting out of the hot tub and jumping in the snow and then back in the hot tub.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not sure where that started.
Chagrin Falls, maybe.
You know, they also do it like in Colorado, like at Vail and Aspen. That's move up there. You know, hey, I'm in the hot tub, now I'm in the snow, and now I'm in the hot tub. It was a little too much for me.
Yeah. And
I'm not a big guy with extremes.
I'm a lot like you. So yeah, I wouldn't enjoy it.
All right. Ron Stablehorn is with us. We're just sitting around remembering and BSing about Rolling Rock. If you grew up in the Midwest, it was a staple. And if you go out and buy yourself a 6-pack or a 12-pack, it does take you back to a better time. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Arsenio Hall is with us. Mm-hmm. Ron Stablehorn's with us. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. Arsenio Hall is with us.
Hey, hey.
And from what I just discovered off the air during that commercial break, Arsenio Hall will be with us every Wednesday from now until 2012.
That?
What a deal you signed with CBS. That's sensational.
It's incredible, man. I'm another...
Thank you for doing that, man.
Seacrest.
All right. Also, Ron Stablehorn is with us from Rolling Rock. You've seen his commercials on TV and on the internet.
Shabbat Shalom.
And if you want to see some of the funniest ones, go to the internet. Go to YouTube and just type in Rolling Rock. You can see the old spots. Guys getting it in the nuts. The ape with the beer.
Oh,
hey Tim, you're man thong. You're a worldly guy. What's the background? The ethnic background of Stablehorn.
Let me guess it. All right, let me guess. Ron Stablehorn. I would say there's a little Norwegian, and maybe some Polish.
I am all-encompassing. I embrace all ethnicities and religions. So,
okay. What's your background?
Okay, Obama Stablehorn. Yeah.
Yes, change. Change for Rolling Rock. Obama Stablehorn. I like that. That's good. Stablehorn is Jewish.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
Is that right? Mazel tov.
Thank you. It used to be Stablehorn Feinstein. And I had to
exactly
cut it down.
Yeah.
You lost
that? Oh, really?
That?
But Hall was much cooler for show business.
Hallberg?
Yeah. Right, now, you've moved to L.A., is that right?
I have moved to L.A. on Monday.
From where?
Chicago.
All right. And you're going to get in the acting world and, you know, kick ass out here?
That is correct. That is correct. I pay off the student loans first.
Right.
For my marketing loans for Rolling Rock. Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah.
How old are you, by the way?
32. Correct.
Perfect time. You got wife and kids?
I am single.
That's the best.
The best.
Yeah.
We're both Libras, too.
Yeah. Yeah. What's your birthday?
October 2nd. Gandhi and Sting were born on my birthday.
Is that right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Kind of have to like you guys, huh?
Yeah. I don't know who the hell was born on my birthday. But I will tell you one thing I discovered recently. It made me feel like I was, like, you know, 90 years old. But in 1981, when I graduated high school in the Valley, Birmingham mm-hmm. High School, right yeah. on Balboa and Victory there, mm-hmm. While I was graduating high school in June, Paris Hilton was born.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, I'm graduating high school. Paris Hilton's born.
Wow. A day inside Birmingham, a night inside Paris.
1981. It's unreal. Wow. It made me feel like my dad at that point. All right, let's talk to a Jason out in New Jersey listening on the internet. Jason, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
All right. What's up with you?
I just want to say hello to Ron and Arsenio, and I got a couple good Rolling Rock stories I'd like to share with you guys.
Excellent.
Let's do it, man. Do it.
You know, you talked a lot about the Midwest, you know, but Rolling Rock's from Latrobe, and it's not too far next to Jersey. We refer to Pennsylvania as Pennsyltucky because a lot of the people are from the mountains, and they have a little bit of a mountain way about them. And
right.
I'm from the Jersey Shore. We love Rolling Rock growing up, and in particular, my father loved Rolling Rock, and all of his friends loved Rolling Rock. So much so that, in fact, they named their sailboat the Beer Nuts.
That's funny.
They stole the logo from the Nut Company, put it on the back of their boat. Every weekend, they'd race their sailboat, and they'd drink Rolling Rock. Now, the kicker is that they'd drink the little 8-ounce bottles because they could finish a bottle in between buoys. And so they would finish about 4 or 5 of these a race because the race would be about 4 or 5 legs long. If they had a 12-ounce beer, right. it wouldn't work for the duration of the leg of the race. So.
Oh, yeah.
They enjoyed Rolling Rock every weekend. They had this tradition for about 20 years. My father passed away last year, and at his funeral service, we took out the sailboat, and we took out all of his friends and all his buddies, and we all drank the 8-ounce beers, and we all poured a couple beers in the bay for him.
That's pretty cool, dude.
Honor him. And, and it was a pretty nice way to send him off. And, in fact, this last year when the year anniversary of his passing came up, I went down to the beach and poured a Rolling Rock in the ocean for him and said, "Cheers, Dad," and I had one myself. And
good for you.
And it was it's a nice. So the Rolling Rock in my family has some strong ties. And me being 33 this year, it actually is a good year to enjoy Rolling Rock as well. So I just wanted to thank everyone down in Latrobe. And
well, you know, I know it, I understand what you're talking about because I used to sail with my uncle Tom Dalton in Canada, and he was a Marine. So when you're on his sailboat and you're racing. It wasn't a fun Sunday. You were working your ass off all the way through the race. Yeah, but he used to bring Rolling Rock with him. And on the reach and on the run, you can sit there and enjoy it. But if you're tacking and you're drinking Rolling Rock, he was going to punch you in the face.
Exactly. Well, right. I just wanted to thank the folks at Rolling Rock and keep making the good beer. And thanks, Ron, for all the entertaining spots. Appreciate it.
Oh, no problem.
And RIP, Dad.
Thanks for calling, dude. All right, there he goes. Wow, that's a great story, man.
Hey, Tim, when you were young, did you guys pour the top off your Rolling Rock, the first pour? You have to pour that on the ground?
Oh, no.
For the brothers that have gone before you or something
like
that?
Oh, is that right? Yeah,
they always taught me that when I was a freshman. You pour a little bit out before you sip it.
Is that right?
And the guy would say, legua. I don't know what that means.
But interesting.
He would say, legua, you pour it out, and that's for the brothers that went before us. You know, and I was like, okay.
All right. If you'd like to chime in here, we're just casually sitting around drinking Rolling Rock and talking about the old days. In the Midwest, when you know, it was different times, and like that guy, that great story from Jason in New Jersey, who has a whole relationship with his dad and his grandparents, his uncle, his great uncles, And it's all based on Rolling Rock. I mean, they named their boat after it. It was
Who knew Rolling Rock and beer could be a topic? I mean, isn't this amazing that you've made a topic out of this?
Unbelievable. The history.
Look at the phone. It's crazy. Yeah.
All right. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. It was almost like a religion back in the Midwest. So if you didn't grow up in the Midwest, you probably think we're nuts. But Arsenio Hall and myself, I spent a lot of time back there.
It was a Freudian slip. I think you call me Arsenio High. Arsenio High.
Arsenio will be high.
Yeah, a few more of these.
All right, let's talk to, how about Steve on the 91? You're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
Guys, how you doing
today? Hey, good.
Hey.
I'm on the 22 now, but I got to tell you, I grew up in New York, Long Beach, New York, on the beach. And not to echo what the guy from the Jersey Shore said, it's not a Midwest beer. It's an East Coast beer. It's Latrobe, Pennsylvania. We used to drink that in the 70s.
Yeah. Well, I didn't spend a lot of time on the East Coast. I spent a lot of time in Ohio. That was the Midwest.
Lifeguard parties, that was it. That's all we drank. It was the best.
Is that right?
Oh, well, yeah. You know, you put it in the ice, you take it out. There's no label falling off. You know what you're drinking.
He knows.
True. Well, did you hear about the Rolling Rock Wars many centuries ago between the West Coast, the Midwest, and the East Coast?
No, tell me.
Oh, it was huge. You had Rolling Rock factions. They would fight each other who actually owned Rolling Rock.
I remember having to come pick up Tupac one night because he got caught up in all that.
You know, I remember this might be reaching here, and I might have had too many Rolling Rocks back then, but I remember the small 7 ounce or 8 ounces,
the pony bottles.
I think it was 7 ounces. Yeah, but I remember thinking they were fake because they weren't. They didn't have the label. They had a label on them. They weren't painted on. And I'm thinking, no, you have to be painted on. You have to be, the bottle has to be engraved or painted on.
And that's important. See, like here's the other thing I learned at the frat house. They would put it in a big galvanized tub. And if you put any other beer in a galvanized tub as it starts to melt, the labels
You have no idea what you're drinking.
And it's just ugly, you know. But Rolling Rock, 3 a.m.
It's just ugly.
3 a.m, Rolling Rock, still fine because the label is painted on.
That's right.
All right, let's talk to Rick in Orange County. You're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
Hey, guys.
All right.
First off, I just want to say, I want to let everyone know that Arsenio, he never ages, man. He looks the same today as he did, like,
you're absolutely right.
And there's nothing like radio vision.
And I saw him today. I saw him today in the parking lot before I came in. It was about 10 spaces away. And I thought, who's that kid out there with that $600,000 car?
There's R&B singer Chris Brown. There's nothing to bleep.
I
still got her in my car.
Rick, that was me.
But you can't use that language. If you didn't use the F word, would it have been fine?
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
All right. Pat in Manhattan Beach, 97.1.
I thought I was on hold for American Airlines. I've been on hold so long. Hey,
thank you.
I'm from Philly. I'm from Philly, and we used to drink. We called them Little Joes, the little 7 ounce Rolling Rocks, and we'd get liquored up. And we, at the time, the telephone poles had these spikes that came out for the linemen to climb them. So we would climb.
They don't have them anymore?
I just looked.
I think you're right.
Coming to work, I didn't see them. I think they use the cherry pickers anymore. But so we'd finish our rocks and climb up the things, and then put the Little Joes upside down on each one of the spikes that came out for the linemen's feet, all over the neighborhood every Friday night, and the mothers and the neighbors, they knew who was doing it. Timmy, when you this is Pat from Beaches. When are you coming to eat your dinner?
Pat from Beaches.
You did a live thing here, you and, about 6-7 years ago.
Steckler.
Yeah.
Wait, is this the condos, the beaches?
The restaurant, right by Manhattan Pier.
Oh, yeah. You know, we had a great time down there. I got really bombed that night, I believe.
Yeah, you did. I met your fiancée.
Yeah. Now she's my wife, yeah. And we stayed at that the beach in there, the beaches, condos, whatever it is. But, yeah, that's great. We got to do that again, dude.
All right.
Now, you run the place, or what do you do down there?
No, I own it.
You own it?
Yeah.
Let's have it.
I would have been fired by now if I didn't own it.
Yeah, well, let's do it again. Why haven't we done that?
I know you got a gift certificate somewhere in your.
It's actually in Steckler's glove compartment.
Yeah, I love those remotes. You know, when we did that remote, there was we had a guy with us, Detective Rudy Alvarez with the LAPD, right? And he's retired now, so I can tell this story. When he was with the LAPD, he asked me not to tell it on the air. But there was a guy that came up and said he was really bombed. And he said, hey, I want to get a picture with Doug Steckler. And Doug Steckler was, you know, said, okay. And the guy, you know, was really bombed. And he gets Doug Steckler in a headlock, right? And he grabs him in a headlock and he won't let Steckler go. So this guy, Rudy Alvarez, Detective Rudy, comes up behind him and says, hey, why don't you let that guy? He goes, F you. Right, but he uses the whole F word. Ugh. And Rudy just takes him by the collar and drags him to the beach and tosses him in the water.
That wasn't here, was it?
No, it wasn't there. I think it was, what's the bar at the end of the street? There's it Hennessy's?
Oh, that's down in Hermosa. Oh, I remember the night you did. Yeah, I saw you down there that night. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, but that that's Manhattan Beach, I tell you, that's a great place. It's right on the the pier there.
Boulevard.
But it's on the pier, right?
Right before the pier.
Right before the pier, yeah. But that was a great event. We got to do that again.
I'd love to.
And how long have you owned that place?
20 years.
20 years.
Do it on a Wednesday, man.
I'll be there tomorrow night.
Okay. Yeah, let's do it on a Wednesday night. Now, this is hold on one second. This guy has a great place. It overlooks the ocean. They got about three tiers there where everyone has
four
tiers. Wow. And everyone has like an ocean view seat.
Right.
And it's a great food and great booze and a great time. Yeah, I'm going to put you on hold and get your number.
Okay.
All right, hold on one second.
Such a stickler about the amount of tears.
Ah, no, I said three. I got very close. I haven't been there for 8 years, and I was bombed when I was there. Guy gives me, no, it's four. Man, it's four.
Four tears.
Definitely four. I've counted them, man. You're on four Rolling Rocks, but I know it's four, dude. It's like you've never been here before. All right, Ron Stablehorn is with us. Arsenio Hall as well.
My transvestite is in the trunk.
I would have let him put it on, but he used
the F word. I'm going to take one of them little bottles of Rolling Rock outside right now and have a good time.
If he didn't say you F'd that prostitute, I would have left it go.
Yeah, well, he's bad.
All right, Arsenio Hall was a prostitute in his trunk. She's still there, huh?
Yeah. Eddie threw her my way.
Is she single?
All right. We got to take a break here.
Yes. And
Ron Stablehorn, Arsenio Hall. It's the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM.
Well, we couldn't get anyone else to show up regularly except him.
That's a great deal.
The Tim Conway Jr. Show on 97.1 SoCal's FM Talk Station.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Arsenio, excuse me. Arsenio
right,
Hall's
man,
with us.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Imagine join the Rolling Rock, man. Part of the perks of this job is you can drink, and occasionally they have chicks from Spearmint Rhino come in. You know?
Yeah, but we don't get to partake with the beer, you know, in the same way.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. All right, Ron Stablehorn is with us.
Just when is the pizza when is and beer so yeah. good?
Mm. When is the next big moon launch here? When are you going to try to hit the moon with that laser again?
April 20th. Next
April 20th.
Moon. Absolutely.
All right, now you guys are going to be in town tomorrow night, right?
We will be down at Hermosa, Manhattan Beach. There will be parties, full moon parties. You have to check your local listings for that.
All right.
And we will celebrate the upcoming pending full moon launch.
Fantastic.
Next one, yes, correct.
People tuning in late, people getting in their cars right now are so confused.
Oh, yeah. No, that's if you're just getting in a car right now, Rolling Rock attempted about a month ago to put their logo on the moon with a laser. And I didn't see it, and you said that one failed.
Yes, we blew up parts of Florida, Eastern Island Heads, and I think a football player, too.
Right. Yeah. But you're going to try it again April 20th.
Correct.
All right. Excellent. All right. Well, thanks for coming by. Ron Stablehorn, everybody.
Thank you.
Arsenio Hall is with us. Let's check in with Gina Grad first before we... what's coming up in the news at 9 o'clock there, Gina?
Well, Priscilla Presley is going to have to start dancing on her own time, and George W. Bush is a big fan of the Pope. This and more after the break.
Look at that. Yeah. All right, also, the David Letterman top 10 list is coming up. The top 10 reasons I like being an accountant. Should be hysterical.
That should be funny.
It's Tim Conway Jr. Arsenio Hall is with us. We're live on 97.1 Free FM.